98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Tuesday's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
Oh, what happened to your
chair?
You in town?
There we go.
Oh, there you go.
Now too high. Hang on. Yeah.
There you go.
Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Is it weird waking up that early in the morning again? Or did you wake up that early?
I actually got loads of sleep in. It was lovely.
Oh, I hate it so much. You had almost two weeks of recharge and regeneration, so did you? Did you go to gym?
No, I couldn't go to the gym. How could I go? I went to the gym to go to the physio.
Oh.
Because that's where he is.
Okay. And what did you do the most of?
I watched all of Netflix.
Okay.
And I finished all the shows that I've been trying to watch.
Game of Thrones, right?
No, I was going to start with Game of Thrones, but I was just like, do you know what? I want to get through. I've been watching the new Star Trek Discovery.
That's supposed to be very good.
Umbrella Academy, amazing.
That's supposed to be very good, so. Okay.
Actually, the kids got freaked out because they saw the picture of Umbrella Academy. They're like, oh my God, it's Dickie from Ricky, Nicky, Dicky and Dawn from Nickelodeon. It's one of the kids who's in Umbrella Academy.
Okay. Is he good?
He's very, very good. Robert Sheehan is brilliant in this as well.
You should watch Selling Sunset.
All right, okay. What's Selling Sunset?
Don't write it down because you're not going to like it.
Really?
I pitched it to Suze that she should watch it and she shot me down at every... So it's essentially... we're actually going to play a 20-second clip from the trailer here, right?
Oh, are we?
Yeah. But it's probably the worst thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, hang on a sec. I probably like this. Oh, I've seen the... These are the girls who were dolled up to make you buy. Yeah.
So essentially, it's twins, these twin lads that set up an estate agency in the Beverly Hills, and they only sell property on the overlooking, you know, the Hollywood sign and everything, for like millions, and they only employ, that I can tell, hot women.
Yeah.
And they all range from different like looks and everything, and they're all fighting with each other, and they're also selling property. And Suze is like, this is 100% fake. And I said, it's not fake because it's a real company. You go to their website and you can buy a house off them. That's how ridiculous it is over there. And I loved it. I'm raging.
Oh, actually, Death, Love and Robots.
Yeah, I watched another episode of that.
Amazing.
Which one do you see?
I've seen the last one, which I finished watching, which I watched again, which was the ones where the soldiers turn into werewolves.
Ah, I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. Like, there's a series of short animation movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
Very violent.
It's extremely violent. The animation in it is exceptional.
Very good.
And definitely the one with the werewolves and the Afghanistan war.
Damn it.
You would definitely want that to be a series, a TV series or a movie.
Did you see I watched the 10-minute one last night of the civilization in the freezer.
The yogurt one?
So bad. No, it's the freezer. It's the civilization in the freezer. And it's just like the episode of The Simpsons. Remember where they find that where somehow Lisa makes life in the little bowl and then Bart like squishes it and they send the little spaceships out into his room and they laser him and then he tries to kill the civilization. Can't believe I've seen that episode.
Do not know that one at all.
Google
sure
it.
That's The Simpsons and not Rick
Simpsons.
And Morty.
No, it's The Simpsons. And then South Park copied it. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
But there you go. Loads of recommendations. Never listen to The Big Breakfast. Netflix is where you should go. Have a great day. Good to have you back. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, subscribe.
98 FMs.
Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
God.
Shush.
Now.
Sorry.
No, not you.
Okay.
Sometimes the music is very loud. I'm trying to think of all the stuff you missed, what would be the most entertaining for you to be told about?
I'm genuinely shocked and disappointed that Darren Cleary's gone.
That's probably the big one, yeah. yeah, and it was a long goodbye. We did a whole week of sad songs every time we talked, and then on the Friday we played a really emotional clip thing about how great he is, which was honestly really, really touching, which is mad because it's Darren and he doesn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Any of that sloppy stuff. And then we gave him a big plaque, a golden disc thing.
Yeah.
And now he's gone and he's there. He said he's coming back.
Yeah.
But I don't know why.
If the internet thing doesn't work out.
If the internet thing doesn't work out, yeah. If the internet fails, he's coming back. So hopefully the internet goes down. Apart from that, man.
Well, apart from that, you were doing something with 98FM Motoring, and I did leave a comment on it because you know it's my dream car, and you didn't bother your backside to come visit me. Say hi.
So
I live 15 minutes from your house.
No, hang on a second.
15 minutes.
One, you wanted to drive it, which that can't happen because my baby. And two, you live a million miles away in the middle of nowhere.
15
minutes. It's normally frozen up there.
It was frozen this morning.
Yeah, we had the Mustang. That was lovely. Me and Susan went for a drive actually in it. She actually had a good time.
More fun than the Tesla?
Do you know what? Way more fun than Tesla. Because maybe you might identify. If you ever see a really, really nice car, like, I don't know, a Porsche or something like that, and it's too nice, and you end up not looking at it in a nice way, you kind of look at it in a side way, and you don't want the guy who's driving or the girl to see you.
Yeah, every time I see an i8, yeah.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, that's a lovely car. Yeah. What a dickhead. That doesn't happen with the Mustang. Everyone just goes, oh, hey, oh, look! And like you rev it and kids go, way! And there was Spanish students, they were like, ah! And, you know, you let people out and they're so surprised that you're letting them out of junctions and stuff. So me and Susan, like, went for a drive. We do this every time we get a really fast car and we pretend that we're millionaires and we're really polite. So the Tesla, like, we were letting people out and everyone was like, oh, that's such a nice guy, in Tesla. So that was fun. Yeah, you missed that. And anything else you missed? That's about it. Georgie's gone for a while. Oh, I don't know. That's it, really. So two things, a Mustang and someone leaving.
Well, thank you so much for filling me in.
Here you go now.
Here's Mark Ronson on 98FM.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is it still with Miley Cyrus? Has she left as well?
She's there, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Grand. Nothing breaks like her heart. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. This world can hurt you. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Outcast, hey, 98FM is 6:24. Good morning. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. How's it going?
It was the Big Breakfast with Shirley and Luke yesterday. Here's Shirley. She's on the way to the gym, the man joke.
Morning, Luke and Cooper. Part of the big news that he missed was that I filled in for him. Hi, this is Shirley on the way to the gym.
How are you, Shirley?
See what I mean? How could we not put her on the radio?
I heard some of Shirley yesterday. She sounded like a bag of crack altogether.
She's 6:24 going to the gym. God. Fair play to you, girl.
She's escaping out of the house, basically.
Yeah.
Doesn't go to the gym, I'd say. I learned a very valuable lesson over the week that I was off with me back being put out. And that was make sure that you read the instructions properly on your prescription and your medicine.
Were you on a rake of drugs?
Yeah.
Nothing new.
I know. I only started to come around and feeling normal around Friday after I came off the painkillers and the muscle relaxants. But it's really weird. Like, you're in a completely different zone. Like, your head is in a completely different think space altogether.
Think space. All right.
And I was trying to think, was there anything that I did over the week that I can tell you that is an amazing thing that I might have learned over the week? And the only thing that has sat in my little think box from the whole week of being off is a fact about animals.
So hang on a second.
I watched a lot of documentaries.
You were on a rake of drugs and all you're going to tell me is that you learned something about animals.
One thing that I can remember because it blew my mind. Okay, and it was one of those things where I was like, whoa, that's amazing. Snails have more teeth than sharks. They've 20,000 teeth, man. Now you know what my family had to go through for the whole week.
I was going to say, you just transported me right back to being a teenager and talking absolute crap about things that you saw in the documentary. So, okay, all right. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, man, okay.
20,000 teeth, man.
They're probably very small.
Still more than a shark.
Okay. So, wow. Rake of drugs, snail teeth.
At least it was prescribed. It was all under control.
Of course.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Ava Max, Super Psycho. It's 98FM. It's 6:38. Good morning.
Well, look at us all back on the same thing.
Hey fam, miss y'all.
Oh, welcome back, Coop.
Thanks very much, Suze.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Luke.
So this is how do we do this again?
So this is 98FM's Lie to Me.
All right.
Where Cooper and Luke will both tell a story. One will be a lie and one will be a truth. My anticipation for today is that Cooper is going to say that he had no back pain for the last 2 weeks and it was all a lie.
We were actually going to do like a thing where we ask people to text in, did you ever have an injury that didn't exist and you got a load of time off?
Yeah.
Because yeah, no one could see the bruises or, you know.
Yeah. Very hard to prove that, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Uh-huh. You can read my doctor's note.
Yeah, we read your text. Yeah. A lot of pain in them texts.
Yeah, very easy to pretend not to be able to touch your toes,
yeah,
isn't it?
Via text.
Can't read.
Oh, me back. It's gone. So who's gonna start us? Who do you want to?
Okay, let's be nice. Cooper, you can go first.
I've been pretending to. No.
It was all a lie.
Okay. Right. I've been doing something in my house and my family haven't noticed. And, that is that just for the fun, just to see how long I could get away with it for. And so far, it's been about 4 weeks. I've been collecting small Batman figurines, including Lego ones and tiny little action figures. And I've been placing them on different places around the house, looking down on us. And nobody's noticed.
Where are you getting these from?
Well, they've been in the Lego, and Max has some Batman figures from back in the day, and I had some. I also bought a few.
Going in after work over to Smith's and picking up a few Batman figures.
It's very difficult to put up with a Batman figurine quite high, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it? For 4 weeks, how could you do that with the Batman?
I said they were high up, but not low down. I couldn't let
them
down.
Oh, me back here. Yeah. Batman.
That's where he got the back pain from.
Put me Batman all over the place.
I had to tell your doctor that. Well, I'm tricking my family. Okay, yeah, I can imagine you doing that because you're quite a messer. Luke, where have you got?
Yesterday, I was in town a little bit. I had to drop a car back, so back in town. I actually missed you. You had gone from work, but I came into the office and then left again. And just as I was leaving the office, who did I bump into?
Someone famous.
Almost. Famous to you. Your boyfriend.
Did you?
Paddy. So, for those of you who don't know, Paddy is engaged to our Suzanne. Yeah. And we approve, so it's okay that can happen now. And I had one of them like really awkward chats with him where I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have told you that he met me. Because it was so stupid. Do you know what I mean? So in your head, you're like, well, if he met you, he probably would have mentioned it last night. Yeah. But no, it didn't. It was one of those really awkward situations where you see someone you know and you walk past them.
Yeah.
And then one stops and the other one keeps walking.
Who stopped?
Paddy stopped.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I can imagine that.
And then I stopped and he kept walking.
Oh.
So I just kind of said, Ed, tell her I was asking for her. Come on. And walked off. And that's why I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have mentioned it. So I feel like an idiot.
Did he have his lovely hat on?
He didn't. He had a lovely beard, though. I love that beard of his.
Beard. So soft.
I can totally imagine that happening.
Sorry, so how do you know it's so soft?
Oh, because doesn't matter. Okay. Don't ask questions.
So who is telling a lie and who's
I feel like Paddy
truth?
Would always stop for a chat with anyone. Yeah. Yeah. So that is a trait of his.
But I wouldn't.
Oh, God, I don't know. Because I just assumed Cooper was lying. And now I don't know.
Oh, wait, 77989898. If you want to help Suzette, here's a corona. Listen, dear. It's 6:42 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Corona's Listen, Dear on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast. It's just gone 7:15.
Okay, so one of us is lying to a colleague, a co-worker, and who is it? That's the question.
Well, let's go over the facts, shall we? Cooper says that for the last 4 weeks, he's been hiding little Batman figurines around his house on shelves, high up shelves. And a good point that Luke mentioned is, Cooper, you've been off for 2 weeks with a bad back. Now, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, so like for 2 weeks, but like it's been happening for the last few weeks.
Oh. So you've had a break from it, have you? And Luke says that when he was back in town yesterday afternoon, he ran into my Bella and he had an awkward moment on the street where he kind of went, and legged it.
Kind of. You're underselling it, but yeah.
No, the thing is...
You're underselling the awkward moment.
How were you so sure that Paddy wouldn't say that to me? and that this would be a viable story to tell in the morning?
Because it's pretty easy to answer that. Because you will always try and think of how we're trying to pull the wool over your eyes, especially when we're playing Lie to Me. So I immediately wanted to put your mind at ease.
That wasn't an answer.
That makes
no sense.
It does. Because I knew what you'd be thinking. You'd be like, hang on, he would have told me last night.
Mm. So how did you know he wouldn't?
Because it was such an awkward situation that why would he... Like, it's just something that he wants to forget, and I do. But I was like, I'm losing that for tomorrow.
Now do you not trust Paddy as much?
I don't know.
You're more intrigued about your and Paddy's relationship now. You're like, would he not tell me?
Yeah.
Or maybe
we had loads of chats.
Or maybe Paddy just didn't realise that it was Luke.
No, he said hi. Like, he did. There was a moment. We had a stop down. It just was so...
Okay.
In bits. I'll give you some of the texts coming in. Yeah. Gary says, Luke is definitely lying. Thank you. Sheena says, so awkward. Please tell me that story is a lie.
Oh, God. I think it's true. I actually think it happened. I'm going to say Cooper is lying.
Well, Peter also says, trust Sue to doubt your injury. So Cooper is definitely lying.
I've heard you doubt my injury, by the way, from people all week.
Oh.
I have, in fact, been placing Batman all over my house for the last few weeks.
Ah, you dope. I never met Paddy. Yes!
Wow!
Pulled the wall over her eyes.
Really?
Finally, yeah.
And you're going to have to show us proof of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures.
Why?
Yeah, actually, that's a better question.
Just for the crack, just to make life interesting. Just to see, will they, like, notice it? Max noticed one yesterday. He's like, is that Batman up there on the shelf? I'm like, yeah. 98 FM.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM. I like it. I want it. I got it.
Seven rings. It's Ariana Grande on 98 FM at 7:07. Good morning.
We always play, I've noticed, a little, like a Pink did a cover, her daughter did a cover of A Million Dreams, which was nice, from that movie with Hugh Jackman. The Foo Fighters, they had, you know, Dave Grohl had his son on stage.
Will Smith had one of his kids.
There's lots of them.
Yeah.
Willow. Yeah. Yeah, I'll call after trees. But now, okay, Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson, has decided, you know what, I'm going to put my elbows up and I'm going to make it in this business. Like, which is strange, because you'd think that with all the stuff and everything, you wouldn't want to follow in the footsteps, but she has. And she sang a bit of a Bob Marley song. Are you ready?
Go on.
Like, it's grand. It's totally fine. But I've kind of felt like
It's no Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, there's like, is it? Is it, but it's not. He does. She doesn't get his natural talent anyway, because she's not his blood daughter.
Oh, let's not get into whose daughter is who. She has the second name. Let's just presume that they're related. Okay.
If you got the second name, you've got the talent.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Maybe she's wanting to go, I don't, maybe, right, because Michael Jackson used to be this huge performer and massive stage shows and all the stuff and the fireworks. Maybe she's just like, you know what, let's just bring it right back to my voice and my guitar. And that's alright too.
Singer, songwriter type of style.
Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Lizzo Juice on 98 FM. It's 20 past 7. Good morning.
It's gone.
Sorry.
What's gone? The Copperface Jack sign has been taken. Not Liam Neeson taken. It's been removed, stolen, vandalised.
When was this?
Replaced with air. Apparently this was yesterday, and I was full on sure, because me and Suze were going through the papers and everything was fake. There was apparently the spire was leaning to the left, which is very common in men. There was a whole of the Liam Gallagher was getting a bleeding Tato Park statue of himself. All fake.
And then, Google were investing in Burning Man.
Yeah, Google. Google looking to get into that. And then also now today, the Copperface Jack sign is gone. But is this gone? I don't know if it's gone.
It couldn't be gone.
So, two things. One, if you are passing by, maybe you take that Lewis and you just have that quick opportunity while you're getting smothered in someone's shoulder and you got a bag up your thing, just to grab a quick snap of the copper's building and just tell us if it's gone or not.
Or if you can speak into your phone, give us a WhatsApp audio.
Yeah, give us a WhatsApp audio.
Still there. Ding, ding. Who would take it anyway?
Well, that's the thing, because it would be frequented by a lot of students, wouldn't it? And I don't know about you, but in the Carlo days of being a student, I stole everything. Like, we stole so much that I can't say on the radio. But, like, stupid things, like beer mats. That on the ground, you know those huge mats that...
Oh, not the ones that you put your pint on.
No, the ones that cost a couple of hundred that are branded specifically for the club. We sold to let signs. You know, to let a property that is letting a house. We nicked them.
Oh, to let. I was thinking about pronouncing toilet really weirdly.
No. And we used to draw on the back. And ice cream cones were full. There was so many giant ice cream cones in my gaff and
Carlo. Oh, I did see somebody have one of those big giant coffee cups on their Instagram. You know the ones outside garages?
Yeah.
Big, huge, like the ice cream?
Yeah.
It's like a big giant coffee cup.
Oh, God. So, well, there's two things. So, two things we need from you. One is the copper sign there or not? Because if it's an April Fools, I'm going to feel like a dope. And two, what is the best thing you ever robbed from your college days? Now, obviously, we don't condone stealing, but it doesn't count if it's in college.
Facts. Doesn't count. Okay. 0877 98 98 98 is Kygo. Remind me to forget on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It never fades away. 98 FM's. Kygo, remind me to forget. It's 98 FM at 25 past 7. Good morning.
What have you ever stole from college? Now, we don't condone stealing in 98 FM. It's very wrong if you're a child and you're listening. Don't go stealing things. However, when you're in college, you just get in the mid-zone. You're like, well, hey, what's this?
You get caught up in the action.
Let's take it.
Yeah.
So we're just looking for the things that you nicked when you're in college. Laura has a really good one, which... Well, Suze tells me most girls do, but I didn't know this.
Lads, when I was in college, one of the girls used to carry around this absolutely massive backpack, and she used to open up all the toilet rolls and take, like, those massive industrial-sized toilet rolls. They were massive. They were, like, the size of a pizza, and she used to bring them home so she never had to buy a toilet roll. Every single day, and any time one of them was open, she'd nick the toilet roll, so she'd just be going around with three of these, like, industrial-sized toilet rolls in her bag. Well, you know, she saved a lot of money on toilet paper, so maybe it wasn't the worst idea. 98
FM's Big Breakfast. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, keep them coming in. 0877 98 98 98.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM. The bottom of my
heart that I've been pouring, yeah. Picture this, one drink on 98 FM. It's just gone quarter to eight.
For some reason, when we're in college, we get this weird drive to steal things. I don't know why. Maybe you just get it all out of your system and then you don't do it when you're an adult, because obviously stealing is wrong.
Yeah.
But it's allowed in college to talk about anyway. We're talking about this because Copperface Jack's, the sign is gone. So we just presumed it was students. Pesky students.
Or an April Fool's joke.
Or an April Fool's, yeah. You could let us know, actually, if it's there. You pass mine, the Lewis. But we've been getting loads of stories from people that have stolen things in college. Now, I don't want to name this person's name because it's kind of illegal, but have a listen.
I stole one of those, you know, the fences they use that are made of heavy orange plastic and have high-vis on them for blocking off the space between cones on the way home from a night out. And I closed a road near where I live. But then obviously had some kind of weird epiphany at 6 o'clock in the morning and went back up and removed it in case I had caused an accident.
Like somebody falling into a hole.
That is brilliant. There's a lot of traffic cones. I don't know why.
Well, they were handy for goalposts. Your jumpers would be getting wet, so have a traffic cone.
But why did people put them in their houses in student accommodation?
So nobody would steal them, so you could play football again tomorrow.
Paul says, I stole enough traffic cones to line a motorway, ... and all the ladies' hearts. Whee! Go on, pal.
Nice.
And a gif of Liam Hemsworth. There's a few of these are gas. Hang on, listen.
Guys, I may have, with a friend, borrowed one of the bus stop posters. It was really cool at the time. It was around Christmas, and it was one of those Coca-Cola adverts with the gorgeous polar bears, which then ended up in my bedroom in college.
Eek. Why? How did you get it out of the bus shelter?
What? Yeah.
Don't you need proper keys for those head shell things?
Stupid. Skilled. You said off air
what?
That you interviewed a member of Dublin Zoo and asked them what is essentially an urban myth amongst college students.
Oh, yeah. So this is so Jerry, who's the head zookeeper.
Right.
Who I've known for years. I asked him when we were at Wildlights, is it true? Because I never, ever had the opportunity to ask him, did somebody steal a penguin at one stage? And he says, yes. In a backpack, back of a taxi. Taxi man got suspicious, rang the cops.
Because that actually is happened. That is the Galway, Carlo, everywhere you go, someone knows the guy who robbed a penguin from Dublin Zoo and they found it in the bath. So you're saying that happened?
It didn't make it as far as the bath. That's the urban myth part. But
crap. Yeah. Still a great story.
It's Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Morning.
98FM's. Five questions, €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
So you gave away €250 yesterday, did you?
Yeah, well, I was pretty lax with the rules. So we had a stand-in for you in yesterday, Shirley, who was fantastic. And she just kind of said, you know what, I'm just going to give loads of clues. So she did.
Is that fair, Niamh? Is it fair?
No.
Ah, good for you, Niamh.
Couldn't help it. She was new. I wasn't hardly going to tell her to not do it.
How are you today, Niamh? Tell us a bit about you. Where are you from?
Good, thanks. I'm from Glasnevin. I'm just in the car with my brother and his friend Gavin. Oh. I'm on the way to work. So.
Do you get on with Gavin?
Sometimes. He's not annoying me.
That was an eternity of an M there for a second.
He has a lot of energy in the morning and we don't really do energy in the morning. So.
It's like our relationship in this room here. I've got all the energy in the morning and everybody's just like, oh, really? Really? See, I'm up an hour before everyone else.
Essentially what Niamh is saying is that she's normal and so is her brother, and the Gavin guy is a weird energizer bunny. So.
Yeah, that's pretty. He was dancing in the car earlier to that Justin Timberlake song and he was trying to hug us all. Yeah, it was
what
awful.
A weirdo. Oh my God.
I know.
Oh, you're not meant to show affection in public these days. Okay. Do you know the rules of Greedy Guts?
I do.
Good, because I can't really remember. Five questions, €500. Get one wrong.
Wow,
Niamh.
Sorry.
€25. Do you know the rules? Jeez. Yeah, of course you do. Let's play along then.
Put Gavin on the phone. Okay, best of luck. For €25, what name is given to someone who gets on stage and tells jokes?
A stand-up comedian?
Yes. What a weird question.
That's good.
Suze was obviously drinking the tea.
He's got 25 quid. Do you want to go on to question two, worth 50?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
€50.
What do the letters of RTE stand for?
Radio, television, sharing.
It's technically radio, but we'll take it.
Oh, radio, sorry.
Have to say
my
it,
bad.
Yeah, and you can't say issue, you have to say issue.
Issue. And route.
A route. Now,
take the route with an issue.
Any route, go on.
Yeah.
No. Well done, Niamh.
You got 50
Thanks.
Quid. That's €110 short of a television license. Would you like to go?
Same, Niamh. Same.
I was going to say I don't pay it, but my dad does.
Of course he does. You've got 50 quid. Do you want to go for question three worth 100?
Absolutely.
All right.
€100.
Has either Ian or Gavin helped you at this point?
No, not really.
All right, so pretty standard morning. Okay. Well, maybe they might with this one, because it's a bit difficult. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
Who is older? Gay Byrne, David Attenborough, or Sean Connery? Now, if you need help, just ask for it.
I suppose I need help. I don't really know.
Okay, the boys aren't helping now. Useless.
Okay, Gavin has decided that it's David Attenborough.
Oh, wow. Gavin is finally useful.
Well done,
yes.
Gavin. Yeah, he's finally useful.
Wow.
That's a shame you didn't ask for a clue, because Luke does a brilliant impression of all of them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, rage. Yeah.
So, okay, Uncle Gabo here. Hello. That kind of thing.
Dear Sean Connery.
Shaken.
Oh, wow. It's like he's in the room. Dear David Attenborough.
Hello.
It's like it. They're all in the room.
They are.
You got 100 quid. Well done.
Great. Thank you.
Next question's worth €250. Which one do?
I should go for it.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
€250.
God, this is a hard one. Right, okay. So, you know Amy Huberman?
I do.
The Hoobs, so to speak. She appeared in a music video, but for what Irish band in 2014?
Oh, God. Was it?
Irish band.
The Riptide Movement.
The Riptide Movement. Which man said that?
Gavin, again. Ian's mute this morning. He doesn't do mornings.
You're going to have to start a relationship with Gavin because
he's just got you €250.
Yay, thanks, Gavin.
Is Gavin not her brother?
No,
Ian
is
Gavin's
her brother.
A friend. Okay, yeah, okay. Ian's brother.
Thank God for that. All right, £250. Do you want to double that?
Yeah, of course. We have to go for it.
Okay, all right.
€500.
They got this.
Now, let's take a second and recap. Niamh is in the car with her brother Ian, who's very quiet, and Gavin, who's very loud.
Yeah, Ian doesn't do mornings.
From Glasnevin, and she's won €250. Now, she has help. She has fast thumbs in the likes of her brother and a friend. So I will have to be a little bit quick with this because it's the fifth question.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, Niamh, here we go.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Who is the Prime Minister of Canada?
Oh, Justin Trudeau. Trudeau, even.
Oh, Niamh.
Yes!
Yay!
€500. Congratulations, you nailed it.
Thanks very much.
You're beeping the horn.
Yay, thank you.
See, Gavin is not useless and annoying.
No, he's not.
You shouldn't be saying that on the radio. Well done.
Gavin, he's great. Team Niamh and Gavin, Ian has got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Look, have fun splitting that cash with Gavin and thank you for listening to us.
Thanks a million.
See ya.
Cheers.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair, 98 FM. It's 9:15.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
So up and down, really, with the 9:15 Mystery Machine while you were gone. Sometimes it was very. It was good. Me and Georgie played a lot. Other times it wasn't having any and it was, but Suze is pretty, she's still the queen of handling it.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Did you polish it? It looks shinier.
Yeah, got it serviced last week as well.
God. It was dripping some sort of fluid.
Do you want to do the honours this morning, Coop?
No, because I don't want to damage
it. I'll push it. Oh!
A multicoloured envelope this morning. You have tiny ones. Okay, this one game is called You Having a Laugh.
Oh.
Has to be said in that accent as well.
You having a puff?
You having a laugh?
You having a giraffe?
The mystery machine has popped up with a few clips here.
Yeah, it just popped up here. Six of them. Seven of them.
Seven clips. Okay. These are all famous laughs from cartoon characters. So you're going to hear each laugh and you're just going to shout out the answer if you know it.
Okay, best luck.
You say, look.
Homer! He really shouts, doesn't he?
Yes, it was Homer.
Thank you.
Who gets that one?
Cooper in the lead with one.
Really? You guys are so biased. Like,
I'll shout like this and that means I get the point.
Listen back at 98fm.com, see who answered first.
Next one.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Peter Griffin.
Yes.
I want that saved.
Of course Coop would know Peter Griffin's laugh. Okay, next one.
Oh, it's Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
That's Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
Well, I thought he went, ha-ha. But hey, we'll take that too.
It's just a different key, isn't it?
Is it?
All right, Cooper, 3 points. Luke, you've no points.
I know, I can tell. Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, me. It's Beavis and Butthead, yes. All right, Cooper knows his laughs.
Yeah, cool.
He's back anyway. He's really happy to be back on the 9:15 Mystery Machine.
Krusty the Clown.
Yes. Wow.
He's honestly seven. Like, he is 7 years old.
I do a score recap. Cooper now has 5 points. Luke, you still are trailing behind with 0 points.
Cool. Wow. Is it really old?
Not really, no.
No? Maybe one more time?
Yeah.
If you can handle it. Can we not answer that and see if someone get that right?
Yes, yeah, wow. We'll leave it open.
Okay, no
idea. It's one of the best laughs in cartoon world.
Nobody look at their screens at the text line or anything.
Okay.
Okay.
I actually want that one more time.
Does anyone have a friend that laughs like that? Because that's me.
I genuinely thought that was me.
Finally, last one.
Oh, Winnie Woodpecker.
Yes.
Well done.
It's a clean sweep for Coop. Now, his first day back. Well done.
In fairness, Luke did, I think, get the first one before I did.
No,
I
was just no. Louder.
98 no, FM's no. Big Breakfast.
I was just louder.
Who was that? 0877 98 98 98. We're not going to look at our screens until you text that in. We got a song, and then we want to find out who that laugh is.
That song is by Taylor Swift next on The Big Breakfast.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Hey Taylor, knew you were trouble when you walked in on 98FM. It's 9:26. I wasn't that funny back announcing Taylor Swift, was I?
We asked you to name that laugh. Who laughs like that? And looking at the WhatsApps and the texts, it looks like, Coop, we are the dopes that didn't know that. Like, everybody in Dublin knew who that laugh was.
Everyone?
Everybody. Nobody got it wrong. But the first person to get it right was the person who actually sent in an audio note. If I can't find his name. Why does that always happen to me? Oh, I found it. Jeff. And Jeff says...
It's Patrick Starr, lads.
From SpongeBob. Steve. God. How did we not know? Sorry. One more time.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Yeah, so lucky enough to bring my mom to go see the Rolling Stones because I thought, you know what, they're not going to be around for much longer, let's face it. They've been doing it long term. And it's looking like it's starting to have a bit of an effect because the North American Rolling Stones tour has been cancelled for the moment because Mick Jagger's having heart surgery. 75 years old and moves like a snake in water.
Don't they do this in like witchcraft? Like they take a heart from a younger person and like they do some sort of spell and just put it into them. They do this on a weekly basis, I hear.
Okay, so you know, we feel bad for the person that had to die for Mick to keep touring, but he says he's sorry to all his fans. He really hates letting you down when he has to get heart surgery. He's devastated for having to postpone the tour. He'll be working very hard to get back on stage. Oh, he's very nice and a really, really good performer. I'm so glad I got to see him. So glad my mum got to see him when he came to Dublin. All right, from that to, well, you remember Bill Murray was in Zombieland, that movie?
Yes.
And he was fantastic.
Amazing.
It had a big kind of ripple effect because a lot of people online said, we want to see Bill Murray in a proper horror movie. Let's do it. So The Dead Don't Die comes out on the 14th of June and it's got everybody in it. Kylo Ren from Star Wars. It's got bleeding. There's a load of musicians in it. RZA's in it from the Wu-Tang Clan. There's low Iggy Pop. It doesn't make sense, but hey, it's full of zombies. Have a listen to a bit of the trailer.
What the hell was it? A wild animal?
This is really awful. Maybe the worst thing I've ever seen.
What was it, wild animals?
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
You know, the undead. Ghouls.
Looks pretty scary. I actually had a quick look at it. I'm not really into zombie movies, but hey, that looks scary.
And it's out on my birthday.
Oh,
just
good.
Saying. Just saying.
Good, you worked that in. Yeah, well done.
Sorry, June 14th.
Finally, then, another bit of a trailer for you. Game of Thrones. So, there's a new promo, okay? And I'm prepared this time to listen to a little bit of it.
Okay. No spoilers in this.
Well, we don't know. We haven't heard it yet. As you know, they could say someone dies and we're screwed, okay? But let's take the risk, Steve.
We must fight together now. Or die.
Okay, that's all I'm prepared to listen to.
I'm going to predict what's going to happen in Game of Thrones on the episode one, all right? No, sorry, the last episode of the new season, and it's going to be Ned Stark waking up in the shower and it was all a dream.
How's it going? According to Luke and Algonquin. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Massive part of the show now. Producer Suze comes in after sourcing a story from somewhere around the world to tell us it, and then we pick a song based on that story.
Yes, and good song suggestions, please. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and imagine something for a second.
Okay.
This morning we are going over to a tropical island.
Oh, yeah.
So you're lying on the beach. You can hear the waves crashing in. The sun is beaming down on you. You can feel the heat from it. It's gorgeous. But there's just one thing that's really annoying.
That's ruined that. I was in bleeding the Bahamas.
That little mosquito that won't go away.
Got him.
And they're so hard to catch. You know, the worst is when you're lying in bed at night and one flies past your ear and you're like, oh, I'm not alone in here. So they say that there's some things that you can do to repel them, which is obviously wear repellent, which can be actually bad for your skin. Some can be so strong it takes your nail varnish off. The other thing to do is wear black clothes.
Have you got much nail varnish on, Cooper?
Not anymore. Yeah. It's covered in DEET, I am.
Yeah. And they finally found a third way to repel mosquitoes when you're on your holidays. And Cooper, you are going to love this. This cool. is right up your street.
All right, okay.
Dance music.
Play a remix to them.
Yeah.
Any particular dance music?
I'm out of here. So scientists have been subjecting mosquitoes to dance music with high and low frequencies and seeing what happens. And they found that the mosquitoes, they're not into it and they're not reproducing. They're not biting. And they are just vamoosing when they hear the dance music. And there's one particular song which they tried it on, which I just think is brilliant. It's a Skrillex track called Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. And this is one they particularly hated.
Oh my God!
I just loved it.
You're not going to play it?
I thought that was a new Transformers movie. Jesus.
Actually, that synth is called a transformer.
Like, well, it needs to die.
I love that.
It needs to go away.
Yeah, like, even if you were a mosquito sucking blood, you'd be out of here. Yeah. What the hell is that?
You could be a person on a dance floor and that would play and you'd leave.
Yeah. Now, is it just dubstep that's doing it or is it all dance music?
It's particularly dubstep and dance music. Yeah, so next time you're on holidays or if you're trying to go to sleep and there's a little mosquito flying around your room, maybe play a bit of that.
God.
No different to any night in the Cooper household.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Mosquito free, so good luck to you. Okay, 0877 98 98 98. What song would you like us to play based on that story?
Anything other than Skrillex. Sarah Larson is next. Ruin My Life on The Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Coda Line ready on 98FM. It's Cowboy Time. 10 to 10.
10, 10, 10 to 10. Suze, if you could. We are very pushed for time, but I do want to hear a recap of your One More Tune story.
Okay, next time you're on holidays and mosquitoes are flying around you, biting your legs, biting your arms. One thing to repel them, dubstep music. So get it on loud and the mosquitoes will go away.
Simple as that. So bring your Skrillex.
Yeah, scientifically proven.
Song suggestions coming in for that. Welcome back, Cooper. I hope you're feeling better. What about Can't Get You Out of My Head, Kylie Minogue, because of the pesky sound of the Mozzies?
I get it. Just say them Aussies.
Them Aussies.
Them Aussies.
Them Aussies.
The Mozzies.
Yeah.
Is she saying that she doesn't like the sound of Aussies?
No, it's the mosquitoes, Stephen, not Australian people. Focus.
Jeez, you get so distracted.
G'day.
We're not racist here.
Go away.
Yeah.
What about I'm a bee? I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a... Because...
Buzzing.
Mosquito. Oh, it's a man. That did not work. But Chloe, she suggested this because it's close to the beach where the mosquitoes are.
Yeah. And on the beach, what do you have? Sand.
Screw Storm. It. Yeah, let's play it. Okay. No, I don't care.
It's a tune anyway. It's 98 FM.
Banger tune! What a tune, lads!
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.
Banger tunes here at 98 FM, Darude Sandstorm.
Hang on, I'll do the thing. Yeah, one more tune. You feeling it, yeah?
Shout out. Now you gotta dip it when I talk, yeah.
Enough for room.
I used to love doing that in sheds. Oh, it was great crack.
€9,350 how much the Secret Sound is worth tomorrow. Two chances to win before 9 o'clock, and we'll give you Athlone Springs. You and the fam can go stay there.
Nice. Adrian Kennedy coming up on Dublin Talks.
Our Jeremy reckons he's got friends for life. He's just back from his Hollyers and met a lovely couple on holidays, and he reckons they're going to be friends for life.
Makes a change. There's none here.
I'm going to be asking later on, have you ever stayed friends with somebody you met on holidays? I've met loads of lovely people on holidays, but yeah. I'm not friends with any of them. Even though the intention was.
Did you keep the keys in the jar?
Right, Dublin Talks is next. Peace.
Bye. 98
FMs.